is here. My guest is Jarrett Taylor. He's the editor of American Renaissance and president of New Century Foundation. Jarrett, thanks for coming on with me. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me.
What is the New Century Foundation?
New Century Foundation is a 501c3 tax-exempt education organization. It's been around for about 10 years, and its purpose is to promote the view that whites as a group have legitimate interests just like every other racial group in the United States. We hold conferences, and we publish a monthly publication, and we issue monographs. And it's an educational organization that deals mainly with the questions of immigration and race relations.
And what are the primary issues of white Americans? What do you deal with? Exactly what do you deal with?
Well, there are a number of questions that I think whites must deal with if they care about their country and about their people. And one of the most obvious is this question of racial preferences. Racial preferences in university admissions, racial preferences in employment. And I think that it's simply unfair for whites if people who are non-white, especially non-whites who have recently immigrated to the United States, get some kind of leg up or preferences over whites. I think many white people feel that way, but for a long time, it has been considered racist if white people are so bold as to say that they're opposed to discrimination against them. Another thing that I think is of considerable interest to whites is our current immigration policy. We import about 1 million people a year. The largest number of these are Spanish-speaking Hispanics. And I think it's not in the interest of whites, and it's not in the interest of blacks, for that matter, for the United States to become increasingly a Hispanic or Spanish-speaking Latino country. But once again, if you say that, if you take that view, which I think is a perfectly natural, normal, and healthy view, you're accused of racism. There are no other countries in the world in which people would be willingly letting the majority population become a cultural and racial minority. It's only white countries where you would find anybody saying that that was a good thing. I mean, if you imagine a shoe on the other foot, imagine hundreds and thousands, maybe millions of poor white or black Americans pouring across the border into Mexico, insisting on being taught in school in English rather than Spanish, and celebrating July 4th rather than Cinco de Mayo, and insisting on ballot papers in Spanish. You just could not trick the Mexicans into thinking that this was some kind of wonderful cultural enrichment.
I agree. What is I read in your bio is that race is an important aspect of individuals and group identity. What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is that human beings are essentially tribal. And much as we might try, I think it's impossible to overcome this basic tribal nature. Human beings notice differences between themselves and others, whether it's any kind of difference in religion, culture, ethnicity, loyalty, or race, and those differences get in the way of how people relate to each other. It's all very well to say this is too bad and we should try to overcome it, but I think that it's part of human nature, and we should establish a country on the basis of recognizing human nature rather than trying to pretend that it doesn't exist. And when I say that race is an important part of identity, it's like the gentleman that you had calling earlier. He was talking about black unity. That's something that most black people take absolutely for granted, the idea that race is part of their identity and black unity is important because they're black and they want to advance the interests of blacks. If whites start talking about white unity, then, oh my gosh, they're white supremacists, Nazis, who knows what.
Jarrett, let me take a quick break here. 1-800-773-8. Welcome back to the program. Jesse Lee Peterson is here. 1-800-773-8255. 1-800-773-8255. 773-TALK. You're listening to Information Radio Network. Jared Taylor is my guest. He's the editor of American Renaissance Magazine and president of New Century Foundation. And it's a white organization. And Jared believes that white folks need to unite. And Jared, I disagree with black unity as well as white unity. I think we need American unity. Am I wrong?
Well, I think that is an ideal thing, but I just don't think it's possible. Ever since the Civil Rights Movement. I beg your pardon?
Why not? Why is it it's not possible?
Because ever since the Civil Rights Movement in the 1960s, that was the plan. The idea was all Americans were to dismantle any kind of racial identification and just be Americans, not be black or white or Asian or anything else, just be Americans. And I think white people, for the most part, took that idea seriously, and that's why the whole idea of white unity today or trying to push for white interests is condemned even more loudly, I think, by whites than by blacks or anyone else. But whites were the only people who really attempted to do that. People like you, who are really, I think, sincerely trying to overcome any kind of racial identification, I think are very rare among blacks. Most blacks will be attracted to a kind of Louis Farrakhan or a Jesse Jackson or a kind of Al Sharpton message, which is, look, we blacks, we get to stick together and we got to stick it to the white man. That is something that appeals to our tribal nature. And although it may sound like a very desirable thing to overcome that kind of limited identity, I just don't think it's possible, and the record of the last 40 years suggests that I'm right.
How old is your organization?
We have been publishing American Renaissance, our monthly publication, for about 16 years now. And we have, more than 10 years' worth of back issues at our webpage, which is amren.com. Another point that I would make, suggesting that this kind of tribal nature is a permanent part of our nature, is, the recent riots out in the high schools in Los Angeles between blacks and Hispanics. These are young people who have spent their entire lives growing up in a country that is always telling people, look, we need to get along. There should be no such thing as racial identity. We need to have human unity rather than racial unity. And yet, this tribal nature comes out in the kind of black and Hispanic violence that was so bad that on May 5th, just a few days ago, tens of thousands of people stayed home, students stayed home from the Los Angeles schools because they were afraid there were going to be black and white riots. I think that's just a testimony to the way people are, and that we should develop a society that recognizes that rather than pretending that it's not the case.
But the only reason that you see things like that happening is not necessarily because the race is born like that, or it's the nature of man, but because black folks have been told over and over and over again that white folk hate them,
yeah,
that the Mexicans hate them, and so these black folks have a lot of anger, and that's why they're acting that way. But if you were to, I'm catching a cold here, but if you were to organize a group of white people with that same attitude, it's just going to encourage the separation rather than uniting the people.
Well, you see, I think that separation is the more natural state. When people are left to themselves, they don't normally integrate in any active or enthusiastic way. If you're talking about a dinner party or a 4th of July backyard barbecue or even a church service, chances are it's not going to be very integrated. It's mostly going to be people who are very similar to each other because that's how most people feel comfortable.
Well, it would be forced integration, that's for sure. Let me take another break, Jared. 1-800-773-8... No African here, 100% American. My name is Jesse Lee Peterson. No Afro, no drums beating in my chest. I have the American guitar playing in my heart. And I have an Amerifro. Black at the Age of Space, but 100% American. Jesse Lee Peterson is here. 1-800-773-8255. Jared Taylor is my guest, editor of American Renaissance Magazine and president of New Century Foundation. And I guess it's a white organization that your purpose, Jared, is to unite the white race.
Yes, that's true, because I think that whites are under a kind of long-term demographic threat, not just in the United States, but in Europe as well. Here, as I mentioned earlier, we bring in about 1 million immigrants a year legally, and maybe as many as that illegally every year, who are changing the country. And I think blacks, I think they need to, it's not in their interests either at all to have the country changed in that way. We have more and more people coming to this country who are not interested even in learning how to speak English and who are loyal to Mexico. In fact, a majority of Mexicans think that the southwestern part of the United States really belongs to them. And yet, if you say, well, hold on, I don't want this country to become more Hispanic, you're a racist. On the other hand, if we have Hispanic activists, they will read the census figures every year and they'll say, look, our numbers are growing, this is great, this is wonderful. Why is it legitimate for them to say, yay, the United States is becoming more Hispanic, but it's illegitimate for non-Hispanics, whites or blacks or anybody else, to say, well, wait a minute, it's becoming Hispanic because it's becoming less like the way it was, the way we built the country. Why is it wrong for us to oppose that?
Jared, I have several people who want to speak with you, but let me ask this.
Yeah.
I have two quick questions for you. What is your impression of people like Jesse Jackson, the NAACP, Louis Farrakhan, the Black Caucus, and others? How do you see them?
Well, I think what they're doing is, at the same time, both natural and unnatural. It is natural for blacks to have interests of their own and to seek a kind of unity. On the other hand, what they're doing that's unnatural and something that I've never known you to do, and I say hats off to you, they seem to act as though progress for blacks can only come in the form of handouts or something, some kind of it all, they all blame it on white people. I think that's a very dangerous approach to take. I think blacks need, if they want to improve themselves, they need to buckle down and work hard. That's the way everybody improves himself. So in that sense,
you're right about that.
Yeah.
You're right about that, Jared. So why not, instead of organizing a white unity, and, you know, and we'll end up with white unity, black unity, Mexican unity, why not just join forces with blacks and whites who are working to defeat people like Jesse Jackson and others rather than creating more racism?
Well, I wouldn't call it racism. I would call it a kind of racial consciousness. But I think that it's because in the United States today, there are black groups, Hispanic groups, even Asian groups, and I don't think that those people can be defeated because, as I said before, it's just the natural state of mind that human beings have. And if whites are the only ones who don't have some kind of sense of their racial interests and racial identity, they'll just be elbowed aside by people who are united in their quest to advance their interests. Now, I by no means recommend any kind of hostility to other people's groups. The way I liken racial thinking is the way people think about their children. People love their children more than they love the children of strangers, not necessarily because they're any better, really. They're not necessarily more athletic or better looking or more musical or whatever it is. They love their children because they're their own children. But that doesn't mean
that they
have any hostility to the children of other people. That's the way I feel about my race. Whites are sort of my
extended. But black people
Yes?
But black people who are organizing they have a hostility toward other races. They literally hate white folks.
Yes, they do.
And it's going to appear that your organization would be doing the same thing.
Well, you know, that's something that we have to combat all the time. We have no hostility to people of other races. We just basically want to be left alone, if you will. I think, take, for example, the Japanese. The Japanese have this quaint notion that they want Japan to stay Japanese. Now, if they let them in, they would have millions of people from the Philippines, from Bangladesh, from Iraq, who knows where all, who would love to go live in Japan because the Japanese have built a successful society. But the Japanese know that if they let in these millions of people, then their country would not be Japanese anymore. For it to stay Japanese, it's got to stay biologically and ethnically Japanese. And the fact is, almost every culture has taken root among a specific people, and history suggests that those cultures will move forward only if they're maintained by the people, the biological heirs of the people who created that culture. Culture and race are, for the most part, linked. There are exceptions, of course. But if you have large numbers of people of different racial groups, they will have different views, and they will have different cultures, they will have different aspirations, and that's fine. It's just that whites, unless they're careful, their views and their aspirations will simply be replaced by those of other groups that are well organized and have a very clear notion of what they want.
Let's go to Rob in New York. Rob, thanks for calling. Thanks for waiting. You're on with Jared.
Thanks. I just wanted to say that I have to agree with Jared Taylor when he says that whites have basically lost their racial identity and seem to be the only group to have surrendered any type of cultural and unique identity. You know, living in New York City, I see a lot of other communities. You have the Asian community, you have the Jewish community, you have the Black community, Harlem, and they seem to survive and thrive by uniting or by having that racial identity, and they seem to create a culture in spite of being separate. And I think the term separate has been given more of a negative connotation. It's not separate as meaning hostile or hating each other.
One of the reasons, I'll let Jared respond too, one of the reasons like that is because white Americans have a false guilt of the past, and evil black people have used that, and now the Hispanics are doing it, to fatten their own pockets. And all that white folks need to do is to overcome the guilt and yet stand up for what is right, but not to be white. You don't want to be white. You want to be right. Am I wrong by that, Jared?
Well, I think there's no question that white people can be very, very easily manipulated by bringing up things that white people did in the past. And I agree with you entirely that unscrupulous operators among blacks and Hispanics, and to a much lesser degree Asians as well, have played very skillfully on that guilt, as you say, to fatten to line their own pockets. But I think that if whites do overcome this sense of guilt, they will begin to realize, just as this caller said, that they are the only group that doesn't have an identity. And to have a racial identity does not require any kind of hostility towards others, just as your caller said, but to build your own identity and to have your own destiny unfold without it being constantly thrown up in your face as some sort of awful thing. And without that, I think in the long term, whites and their culture, as I say, will just be shoved aside. That's the long-term threat that whites face, and that's the long-term threat that the American Renaissance is trying to combat.
Let's go to Carmen in Memphis, Tennessee. Carmen, thanks for calling. You're on with Jared.
Good evening, Jason, to you, guest.
Hi, Carmen.
Right.
Let me first say to your guest that I agree with your with the fact that we are tribal in nature. I think everyone here, and I agree we should build our country based on the fact that we accept that people are different, but we are, you know, knowing that we are. So I agree with you on that. But after that, our opinions part. This appears to me to be, for lack of a better term, a watered-down white supremacist group. I think you are aligning yourself with blacks to go against the Hispanic, you know, what would appear to be a bigger threat.
What has he said that appears to be?
I mean, you do the same thing that you accuse the other groups of.
Well, see, I don't blame Mexicans for wanting to come here and turn our country into something more like Mexico. It's an entirely normal tribal thing for them to do. After all, we have a country that works a whole lot better than Mexico does.
Mm-hmm.
They can live much better here than they can in Mexico, so why wouldn't they come? I don't blame them for doing that. I blame our country for letting them do that.
Okay, and that's the same attitude that a lot of people have toward blacks. I mean, but blacks aren't the threat right now. Hispanics are. You know, the same thing could have been said. We're not complaining about the black groups uniting now because they aren't really a threat to us. We are focusing on Hispanics.
Well,
and I'm just saying... I agree with you that we are tribal.
Yeah.
You know, I think that everybody likes people that's like them.
That's right. Well,
like
then, given that position, what is it that whites are allowed to do to express their tribal nature? What may whites do, given that whites are tribal? What should they be allowed to do?
Well, we live in a country where, unfortunately, they don't have to do anything.
Oh, yes,
because, no, they don't. I mean, you lead economically. I mean, you lead politically. So whites are in position, and they don't really have to fight because this country is set up upon things that are advantageous to them. But, you know, to say that blacks or other minorities don't have a reason to want to be treated the same or equal as you, that's separatist in itself. I mean, I like what
but they don't,
said
Common,
about.
Common.
You shouldn't be.
Black people don't have a reason, except
that
they won't take control of their own lives.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. You act like racism doesn't exist. I mean, it's not the overall.
It's
thing
not
that
black
you be
problem,
on, but it does exist. And that's
Common, thanks
exactly
for your call.
What
I have
I'm
to run.
About. This guy.
Thanks,
is
Common. I have
about,
to run. Thank you. We're going to take a quick break. Jarrett Taylor is my guest. He's the editor of American Renaissance and president of New Century Foundation. Jarrett, we have about 4 minutes left in the program. I want to respond quickly to something you and Common said, and then we're going to go back to the phones. And that is, we are not a tribal nature people. We're not created that way. What it is that mankind is a fallen being, fallen away from God. And in that fallen state, you tend to identify with other people who are in that same condition. But once you overcome that fallen state by repenting and turning back to God, then you tend to identify with men and women of God. And so if we were a tribal being, It would be, if we were born that way, it would be something that we would not be able to overcome.
Well, I think, as you say, some people do try very hard to overcome it, and to some degree they succeed. I believe you entirely when you say that you may be black, but you are American, first and foremost, and nothing African about you. And I think there are some blacks and others who genuinely feel that way. I think that it's simply a minority position, and it's something that, if it were universal, that would be one thing, but I don't think it can be universal, and to the extent that it cannot be, unless whites are willing to guard and maintain their interests, nobody else is going to do it for them.
Well, I agree with you that white Americans need to stand up. They need to stand up not for whiteness, but for truth. And if they were to take a stand, then it would be over for these angry, racist black folks and Hispanics. It's just that white people won't say anything because they are afraid. And that's why you see them pushed in a corner,
yeah,
while the other people seem to be destroying America. I want to go to Asmar in Memphis, Tennessee. Asmar, thanks for calling. You're on with Jared.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Peterson? Hello?
Good.
Yes, sir. And hello to your guests.
Yes, sir.
How do you do?
All right. I agree with what the your guests are saying when it comes to tribal. I've always said that America, people like attracts like. When you go into a lunchroom, you see the blacks on one side.
Do you have a radio on, Asmar?
No,
Asmar,
sir.
Do you have a radio on?
No, sir.
Okay, I hear music.
No, I'm hearing the same feedback, too. But what I was saying is that that if you go in any lunchroom in this country, you'll find the blacks on one side, the whites on the other, and Hispanics, or people of like attract like. It's no doubt. But you were saying something about white folks not having their own slice of this American pie. I tend to disagree with you. For years, they had this place in Memphis, Tennessee called White Haven. Just recently, and now it's integrated now, but for years it was basically a lot of white folks in that particular part of town. Now, being that you can't just exclusively live in one area, after a while it became integrated, and now it's basically called Black Haven. But
Let's get a response. Because of time, go ahead, Jared, respond to that.
Certainly whites do have a substantial slice of the United States, but there are very few places in which whites can say, well, look, we want to celebrate our tribe, and we don't really want other people coming where we have come. You can't say that anymore.
Well, you're right, but I agree with you. I think you should be able to. I think everybody should be able to cut out their slice of the pie and live.
Exactly right.
And I definitely think people like...
But I disagree with that. Asmar.
I know you do.
Asmar.
And I think you're the majority.
You agree to that. You agree with that because you are a racist, Asmar, so you don't want to be with white folks. But we don't need to divide.
I recognize the fact that people are different.
Yeah. Asmar, you are a racist, and you want to be...
People
are different.
People are different. People have different
Asmar, let me say this to you. I got to run, Asmar, because I only have about 30 seconds left. That's the only reason I'm letting you go.
Yeah,
all right, thanks.
Asmar, I agree.
Next time you have to call in.
Yes, sir, you too.
Next time you have to call in earlier. Jared, I'm going to have to bring you back, Jared. I have so many other questions for you
that
I'm not having a chance to get to. So, yeah, we'll have you back. Thanks for coming on with me.
My pleasure entirely. Good luck to you, Mr. Peterson.
Sorry, man.
Bye.
Thank you, buddy. Okay.